Suicide attackers in Peshawar, northwestern Pakistan, shot their way past guards and set off a massive blast outside a luxury hotel where foreigners and well-to-do Pakistanis mixed, killing at least 11 people and wounding 70 others. John Kelly reports.
The bombers struck the Pearl Continental Hotel late Tuesday at about 10 p.m., when nightlife was still in swing. Three men in a pickup truck approached the hotel's main gate, opened fire at security guards, drove inside and detonated the bomb close to the building. The attack reduced a section of the hotel to concrete rubble and twisted steel and left a huge crater in the parking lot. Peshawar is the northwest's largest city with about 2.2 million people, and the Pearl Continental was popular with Western aid workers. At least two United Nations workers were killed in the blast. Pakistani Prime Minister Yousaf Raza Gilani was quick to condemn the attack.
I condemn that incident, and it is shameful for the terrorist and the extremist, and I totally condemn, and all the our colleagues, they condemn that incident.
The blast came a week after Taliban leaders warned they would carry out major attacks in large cities in retaliation for an army offensive to reclaim the nearby Swat Valley region from the militants. The military says troops have cleared most of Swat, but soldiers are encountering pockets of resistance. The army said Tuesday that 14 militants and one soldier had been killed in the previous 24 hours. In all, the army says more than 1,300 militants and 105 soldiers have been killed. I'm John Kelly.
Meanwhile, India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh reached out to Pakistan yesterday after months of tension following the Mumbai terrorist attacks. He said India would meet its neighbor more than halfway if Pakistan cracked down on militants. The spokesperson for the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India, Father Babu Joseph, welcomed the news as a sign of hope for continued improvement in relations among the neighbors.
I think the church in India had been always wanting to better the relationship between India and Pakistan. For we know for the last 5 decades or so, the relationship between these two countries had not been on best terms for various reasons. And that has certainly affected adversely both countries in terms of, social as well as economic contacts and relations. I suppose had there been a better and peaceful atmosphere on both countries, the progress would have been much better and faster. That has unfortunately not taken place. And I think there is a realization both sides now. It is high time that we bury our past and move forward, bettering our relationships.